If you hate the government, can you either do something about it or leave, please? 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 How can you hate everything? Are you gonna draw a damn anarchist sign on your palm?
Because I've been fucked with by aliens in my dreams.
What up, dietitians? You know I missed all of you. You know I missed all of you so much. I had to come back for season two, do it again. And it had been gone for a little while, but you know I never forgot about any of you, and I hope you all didn't forget about me at all, but we're coming back with the vengeance. We're going to do the Strange Diet broadcast season two. We're going to hit it hard. It's going to be even better than the first one. I hope, anyways. That's what I'm going to try to do. I feel good about it, though. I think it's going to be a little better. A lot of shit went down for me over the last 6 months or so. But I'm not really going to talk about it. Because, you know why? Because I'm just one of 7 billion. And whatever happens in my life is only mildly more important than what happens in everyone else's life. So we're going to stick with the things that are way more important to the world and way more potent things to talk about, like football, for example. It's the end of July. We got football on the horizon. I don't even know if I'm going to make it another month without football, honestly. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm watching ESPN stuff every single day, just so I don't have withdrawals, even though I'm already having them. Not being able to watch football once a week is tough for me. And I'm not the only one, because football is not... Baseball's not America's pastime, okay? Football's the most popular sport. End of story, all right? So why can't we have that all year round? I don't get it. Yes, I know that the players would like a vacation and that they don't want to work every day. But I don't want to work every day. I still got to work every day. You probably don't want to. But I'm guessing that you work 5 to 7 days a week. You don't take an off season. And you do it selflessly is the thing. I mean, someone needs you to work. I need football players to play. I don't understand why there's a division line. And they make exponentially more money than I can even barely comprehend. So we need to figure out how to get football season year-round or pay them less. Because that's just... Okay, I do something I don't even like for money. Okay? I'm assuming that football players like playing. I mean, they had to play for years before they became professionals. I mean, I just don't think anyone's like, oh man, I really need to make some money. I'm just going to be a professional football player. No, they like their job, so why can't they play all season or all year long? So that way, people like you and I don't have to suffer through the off season. It's just, I don't know. It just seems simple. It just seems too simple to not do that, to not do it. It's just too easy to fix this thing. Just kidding. We're not really going to talk about football for the next half hour. Just kidding. We are. Just kidding. We're not. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, do you think we are or we aren't? Got you, we are. Just kidding. About season one, though, if you liked it, that's really cool. I'm glad I did something that someone enjoyed for what it was. I know not everyone did, but if you need any of those MP3s, burn yourself a CD or whatever, I'll shoot them out to you at no cost. Just hit me up with an email, strangedietfuture@gmail.com, because you know I'm a G. What? Shoot me an email. Let me know what you need. Let me know what you want. I'll get it to you. And even if you still want that uncensored episode, episode 8, I still got that one. I think. I'm pretty fucking sure I still have that one. Anyways, I'll just get you whatever you want. Except for drugs. I won't get you no drugs. I got hugs, though. I'll get you some of them. Yeah, so I got a critique. It's a really good critique. I'm very pleased with the feedback. This person... Okay. It goes as follows. This is about the most recent episode, the Fukushima is a hoax, episode 16. Kind of a fire starter. Wasn't really expecting it to kind of be like a little controversial. I mean, when I come out with ones with Subix on there, I thought that one would get way more controversial. Anyhow, I'm going to share it with the rest of the dietitians because we're all in this together. This is our show. We deserve to know what each other are saying about this whole experience. So, all right, beginning quote. The BP oil spill and the Fukushima nuclear disaster were not hoaxes. Their repercussions are enormous for the environment, including humans. Have you been to the Gulf? Have you been to Japan? Have you bothered to even read a newspaper? Get out of your bedroom and do some due diligence if you dare to deserve an audience. Is the Holocaust a hoax too? On Christmas. It's not about the Christian faith. It's about Jesus Christ. Bonehead logic. It's liqueur, not liqueur. Rambling man, pick a topic and work it. I'm glad you like cookies and candy for Christmas. But why is this worth anyone's time? One unit. One organization in celebration. I'm truly stumped. Other shit about Christmas. Why you gotta shit fuck all over the airwaves? What does it do for you? Tell people you're cool? Connect you to some outlaw subculture? Or just reveal your limited vocabulary? Molecules, synergy. Why invoke science to make so many unscientific speculation? Cosmic mumbo jumbo. Yes, we can invent things we're not ready for. Plenty of examples. Do the research then. Who invented cars? The media pisses in your news. Great line, but doesn't bear scrutiny. There is no news without the media. Hands off BP. You know nothing. You're lazy. You don't even bother to educate yourself about what you're talking about. Alleged tsunami. Good correction. It happened. Go back to school, get a job at a radio station, learn your craft. You got a nice voice and a good style, but your thinking is stunted. Yes, animals were bathed in oil, but it's just a scare tactic. You're blind. The mass shootings are staged, perhaps overly publicized at least, in order to sway votes. You're tripping. You make broad claims with no evidence, just based on your biased instincts. Sure, you don't want to go into detail because you can't. TEPCO website. Is that where you get your feeble logic? The people who already own us, they like us to be scared. You got to organize, join some groups, strive to make change. You're just sitting alone in your bunker becoming paranoid. You're no revolutionary. You're denying reality. That is insulting to real people, real sufferers. Worst of all, you have no basis for doing so. You allude to conspiracy but won't use the word. Now Obama is a twisted deceiver? Based on what? Back up your lame brain claim. Do you know how to write on paper? Rambling man need to lay off the ganja and learn how to think and be responsible for your statements. I urge you to educate yourself. End quote.
Well, if I have to respond to that, all I would like to say is I'm not going to lay off the ganja. You know, I'm just not going to do that because I like it. And by the way, thank you for listening to episode 16. You probably didn't like it, but at least it was a hit on the page, so thank you. And I hope you like this one at least. I'm not going to change anything I'm doing because of anything like you said or anything, but I hope you keep listening, if for no other reason, just to continue getting frustrated over the quality of this show. So anyways, that was a comment from a dietitian, believe it or not. I mean, he or she won't call herself a dietitian. I mean, maybe they will, I don't know, but I'm calling them a dietitian. To me, that's what y'all are, people who are there for me, you know, checking the show out. You're all dietitians to me. So that was some cool feedback. If anyone else has some feedback, I'm totally down for getting yelled at. That's kind of one of my favorite things. One of my favorite potential fun things to do about this show. And my hope is that this show continues to be more fun and continue to be fun. Otherwise, I'm going to consider doing something else because I like fun. Do I need to explain why I like fun? I like fun because it's an easy word to spell. I like fun because it rhymes with a lot of things like sun, which I actually just broke some weird law of physics because I said sun. I really said two words at one time because fun rhymes with sun and sun. So I don't know. I bet you there's a hole in the universe somewhere just from that. And one of the ways we have fun on this show is we do things like drink beers and we smoke ganja, as you call it. So we don't have to drink beer to have fun. I mean, it helps. I think that's why it was invented. But I'm not going to research that. I'm just not going to research something like that just so I can say it. I'm pretty sure that's what's not connecting with this dietitian. Sometimes I just want to say something. And that's why I have the show, because I could do this the way I think it should be done. And I'm not deserving any of the dietitians by not looking this shit up and using the word fuck, you know. What I'm doing is providing the dietitians with something to either like or dislike. I don't think there's any disservice there. I don't know everything, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, if there's an option to listen to something, it's like the TV, just change the channel. I mean, I'm not insulting someone, you know, I'm not insulting people with this show. Actually, that's kind of not true. I do sometimes, but I insult everyone equally. That's one of the ideas about this is, you know, we got to be able to, you know, if we can look inward and, you know, discover the things about ourselves that are easy to criticize, you know, we actually are growing as a people, you know, and just the awareness, just having the awareness of self to realize we're not perfect and we're not doing everything perfectly and there are things about us that, you know, can be criticized. I don't know a better word. Maybe my vocabulary is a little limited, but the idea is we make fun of everything equally because nothing is perfect, and the sooner we grasp that as a society and a people, the sooner we can move past any sort of sense of superiority we might have over another person or another animal or another race or another species or whatever, because we all have them. So that's exactly why I'm not going to stop saying the words shit and fuck, because, you know, you're not supposed to really like that. I mean, honestly, I'm not doing that so you'll like it. I'm a little surprised that wasn't more obvious. Maybe that was the only episode you heard. Maybe you weren't listening from the first one, but shit, I thought I made that kind of clear, but it's clear now. So, and by the way, thanks again for listening to that episode. I mean, even though you had some things to say that, oh, you know, maybe weren't the nicest of things. I understand. I'm not the nicest of guys, okay? So, but, you know, you still listen. That's cool. Anyways, so that's a little bit, like, you know, giving you insight on, you know, the dietitians already have the insight and know what's going on with the show, but in case that listener is listening again, episode 17, season 2, we're now in season 2 now, fuck, give myself a hand, fuck, I mean, I'm happy about that.
Woo! Season 2, we made it! Whoop!
Yeah, we made it to season 2. It's going to be a hell of a fun season, pretty much calling it. It's just going to be a fun season. Why? Because fun rhymes with sun, remember? I just went over that.
Okay, I'm going to try to express a concept about life and about something I've recently had an awakening toward, something I've recently had experience with, and something that actually applies to, I feel like it applies to everyone. I feel like if it doesn't apply to everyone, that probably applies to 99% of us. We are the 99%. Remember that time of life? Remember the 99% versus the 1%, and how, as big as it seemed, like nothing happened, like nothing changed. Everybody, whenever you think something's a big deal, just try to think about that moment and realize, even if you occupy an entire metropolitan area, you know, nothing's really going to stop. I mean, so just kind of relax, I think. Anyhow, this concept I've been awakened to, you know, and there's going to be a lot of dietitians who have no real relation to what I'm about to talk about. Maybe have never thought about it once in their life, you know. Anyways, if you have ever gone on the Strange Diet Facebook, you might have seen a photo of me. If you haven't gone on, just go on at facebook.com/strangediet. All the photos of me, you know, you see them. I'm wearing fat dreadlocks, you know. Something I had been maintaining for about 5 years. I just cut them. I cut them about 6 months ago. Went back to, you know, I guess conventional hairstyle or what have you. And I'm just bringing it up because it's not really about the hair, you know what I mean? But some things I kind of learned about myself and I guess about people is, you know, at the time for like 5 years, like, I was just like working on these dreads, and I just like felt like it meant so much to look this way. Like it gives the beholder a really clear idea of what kind of person
I was just by being seen, you know, I was like thrilled about that. Like, wow, this person, they know that when they see me, I'm an individual. I bow down to no one and nothing. I'm untouchable, as evident in my hairstyle. I'm out of control, not confined, not conforming. I just, you know, felt this wealth of emotion and connection to my hair. You know, and for the first couple years, you know, I was real, real vain about it. Like, to the point where I had very few other priorities and values besides the status of my hair. And, you know, it came from a bunch of places, whether it was from my idols, you know, from my idols of my childhood and their interpretation of their dreadlocks, you know what I mean, and what it means for them. And, you know, so for the first couple years, I was real vain about it and shallow. You know, and then I got a little bit older and a little bit more comfortable with myself. And I don't know what happened, but I just started viewing it more as, oh, cool, they look cool. Like, it's just my hairstyle now. And kind of let everything else go a little bit. You know, but it was still there. It was still mattered to me. And, you know, the bigger they got, I just started feeling like the more cool I was, pretty much. Like wow, like I would be looking at someone and almost comparing, you know, their hair to mine every single time. And I knew somewhere inside that, you know, in that time, in that, when that was happening, I knew something was wrong, something was amiss in that whole situation. But try to think of, you know, if you're me, you're 3 years into it. You've been maintaining strong for about three and a half, four years, you know? So I was like, shoot, man, this is getting a little sketchy with, like, I want to maintain my personal, like, integrity. But if I cut my hair now, it's just going to be like a waste of all this time. And, you know, and it's like, is it worth it? Maybe I can just turn it around without getting a haircut. You know what I mean? Like, so I was thinking about all this kind of shit for a little while, you know, toying with the idea of, you know, maybe just giving it the old chop, chop, chopperoo. But I just kept it going for about another 2 years or so. But I'd say after about 4 years, I was kind of over it, you know. I started viewing it in a completely different fashion. I really think what happened was my true heart and soul kind of shone through everything else, including my hair. And I just realized, like, you know, this is not how someone becomes a good person, by just, you know, maintaining this certain hairstyle. It's supposed to be a lot bigger than that, you know? And I still was uncomfortable with cutting it all off. And the reasons for that became a little more obscure and a little bit more hard to explain. But I just couldn't for some reason. And after about 5 years, I just had had enough. You know, my neck was hurting regularly. Like, my hair was getting so heavy, no matter what I did with it, is just like hurting the shit out of my neck, like, all the time. And you know, it finally came time to just cut them. And, you know, I'm trying to recall the reasons of what was going on. And come to think about it, like, every reason was kind of selfish, even in cutting them, like, getting rid of them. Like, my reasons were, you know, like, well, my neck hurts. I just don't like sleeping like this. I'm concerned about the health of my hair now because it had been so long since I had combed my hair. And, you know, you can clean your hair and everything like that when you have dreads, but, you know, there's stuff that's not coming out, you know, because it's all entangled and everything else. So started having all these reasons to, like, get rid of them and cut them. And I fucking cut them off. And then that's when I really understood, like, I didn't spend 5 years growing my dreads. What I did was I spent 5 years growing my ego, which is something I didn't want to do and something I never had in mind when I started doing it. I thought I was going to be able to somehow lose a sense of self and gain some sort of, like spiritual, you know, gain sort of spiritual, I don't know what that word would be, something good. Something good spiritually is what I thought would happen. Hold on one sec. Anyways, I think what I'm really saying is we're all dealing with that somehow. I mean, what if we're like a super Christian and we have to be the best Christian in the church to be God's favorite Christian? You know what I mean? Or what if we're like, I don't know, on the honor roll, but we couldn't make the principles list, so now our ego is bruised. You know, I think that's what I'm saying. It's like as people, we're gonna just have. It's like this safety valve, kind of, as people, like, you know, with our egos intact, or ego has a couple different meanings, but, you know, with containing a desire to be the best and shit like that, that's what makes us, like, improve. I don't think it's going to ever be possible to find, like, a scientific, like, perfect balance of what's good for, like, humanity and what's good for, like, our own survival as far as, being concerned with ourselves. Like, there's being overly concerned with yourself, and that's kind of called selfish. And then there's not giving a damn, which, you know, kind of doesn't get you anywhere. And there's never going to be, like, a scientific formula where you can basically, you know what's okay and what's not. And I think there's people out in the world, in politics or maybe in some other sect of society, that are trying to make those decisions for us, which, that's really dangerous. You know, for example, you know what? I decide that you all must buy in to a healthcare plan. That way, the population of the United States will be more secure as a whole. You know, it's something like that, where someone else is going to decide where your moral compass ought to be set, you know? And I think we all need to set our own moral compass and have a series of checks and balances amongst ourselves, basically in just everyday public exposure to one another, where, you know, I'm going to tell you if what I think you're doing is selfish, or I'm going to tell you if what I think you're doing is bad for the people around you. I'm going to tell you if what I think you're doing is a bad idea. And you know what? You better be willing to tell me why it's not. And I think that's the only way we're going to be able to get to that sweet spot of, like, you know, what's all right for the world and what's not. And that's kind of what I had to deal with myself for those 5 years. I was like, I had to deal with, like, you know, does this mean anything good? Like, is anything, like, am I, like, I know I'm gaining insight here. Like, my hair says so, you know? And I think we're all dealing with that in our own way. Pray with me. Dear, just kidding. We're not really going to do that on the show. But that's kind of like what the show is, too. Like, we need to freaking have those discussions, you know, and maybe have those arguments. And the Strange Diet broadcast is going to be like the forum, you know, where we're going to talk about all these things, because I think that's truly the key. Because for those last 5 years, you know, I was thinking I had a little more validity than someone else based on something as ridiculous as my hairstyle. I mean, sounds weird, but I mean, it made sense to me. I see it now that, you know, it was kind of ridiculous. I mean, I could get into explain why it made sense to me at the time, but I mean, I'm just not going to do that because, you know, having been on both sides of the fence, I can see that it didn't really matter. So I think we all need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. And I think the dietitians are already doing really well. Anyways, they're already on a real good track. I think that's one of the reasons all the dietitians come together for the show anyways. They like the values and stuff, you know, of the different things we explore through speech here on the show. And I think it's really telling of the type of demographic we all are as participants of this show. And I think we're going to be all right for the most part, but I think we need to kind of see if we can make that sentiment a little more popular among the majority of people out there. You know, I don't think we're doomed as a society. I don't think we're quite free of all the weirdness and all the badness there too, but I think it's still a struggle and it's still kind of a war going on. And it's weird because all the good people don't stand on one side of the fence and all the bad people don't stand on the other. You all know what I mean. Don't act like you don't. You all know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, y'all, thanks for being dietitians. Thanks for checking out season two. You know what I mean? Here's to a great season upcoming. Tell your friends about the show if you like it. Even if you don't like it, tell your enemies, you know. I don't know. Tell someone. Anyways, come back in a week. We're going to have a little bit more. Yeah. Search it up on iTunes. You all already know about that stuff. We're now in the Windows Store, too. So if you got a Bill Gates phone, you'll be able to get the Strange Diet broadcast, too. Anyways, mofos. Down, down, down.
Thank you for supporting Strange Diet Broadcast. Please use the email address strangedietfuture@gmail.com to contact the show and in writing in for surveys taken. Please use this email address to leave questions, comments, and concerns about the show. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.